You're listening to SBS News.
The Bank of England is in chaos following the discovery that the pound has been stolen.
As the news broke, trading rooms were plunged into chaos. Even seasoned campaigners known for grace under pressure reduced to squawking the day's panicked cry.
What's happening?
What's happening? The pound was stolen at 1:30 this afternoon by thieves dressed as cleaners.
In a crisis, the British sense of humour comes to the fore. And as the UK economy apparently plunges into chaos, that sketch from a 1990s BBC TV comedy series has gone viral on social media. Even newspapers are taking a sarcastic line, with the Daily Star featuring a picture of the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, with a photoshopped clown's nose and the headline, "Honey, I Shrunk the Quids." But the situation is far from a joke. The value of the British pound sank and the cost of UK government borrowing climbed after the government on Friday announced the biggest package of tax cuts in decades without providing a detailed breakdown of how much it would cost. Financial markets reacted with alarm, sending sterling to a record low. It's worth 5 cents less against the Australian dollar than it was a week ago. The International Monetary Fund has urged the UK government to re-evaluate the tax cuts, which it says may fuel inflation and are likely to increase economic inequality. Mohamed Al-Elian is chief economic advisor to the Allianz Bank and says there are two motivations for the IMF's move.
One is the IMF being concerned about the implications for the global economy of the UK shooting itself in the foot. And two, an internal IMF issue, wanting to show that they are even-handed, that this is not just about criticizing developing countries when they make policy mistakes. It's also about being brave enough to speak to one of the major economic powers.
He says the UK government's moves are fueling a global development that's resulting in significant damage to both the global markets and the global economy. And the results for Britain itself are not good either.
When you shock the UK economy with such a large change in borrowing cost, you create a lot of damage. You spoke about mortgages. It's not just the price of a mortgage. You have to pay a lot more for it now, but it's the availability of mortgages. So the typical British household, the typical British business is being hit by four things at the same time: higher borrowing costs, high inflation, a destruction of wealth, and concern about a recession and therefore income streams.
And in an unusual move this week, the Bank of England moved to halt a slide in British government bonds that posed what it called a material risk to UK financial stability. The bank says the government's plans threaten the financial health of Britain's biggest pensions and insurance companies, which together manage trillions of pounds of people's cash. Markets analyst Susanna Streeter says the move is unprecedented.
Well, I think what the Bank of England is doing is stepping in to try and calm down the markets. But it does smack of a bit of panic and frustration that the government isn't doing more to retreat away from these promises of mass tax cuts, certainly benefiting those on wealthy incomes the most, because there are real worries that they could fuel inflation. And that is why you've seen the Bank of England intervene.
Sir Keir Starmer, the leader of Britain's main opposition, Labour Party, has accused the governing Conservatives of losing control of the economy.
Sometimes when the pound falls, it's because of external factors, international factors. This is self-inflicted. This is a government that on Friday took the reckless action which lost control of the economy. And for what? To cut taxes for those who are earning hundreds of thousands of pounds, and now so many working people across the country are facing trouble with their mortgages, trouble with their prices. So this is really serious.
Ben Zaranko, senior research economist at the Institute for Fiscal Studies, says the financial markets are unconvinced that the package of tax cuts is going to be enough to turn around the UK's rate of economic growth just by taking taxes back to where they were 2 years ago.
International institutions, we've heard from the IMF today, are thinking that there's a bit of a credibility gap in the government's economic plans and its economic strategy. And I think what you've got is markets taking a look, looking at the government's plans for the public finances, looking at the political challenges around, for example, reforming planning or making it easier to deliver large infrastructure projects, and concluding that they just don't buy it.
Despite the turmoil, Neither the Prime Minister Liz Truss nor the Chancellor of the Exchequer Kwasi Kwarteng have made any public statements. However, a junior Treasury Minister, Andrew Griffith, has been speaking to the media and says the government would get on and deliver its economic plan despite growing pressure to reverse the tax cuts.
Well, what's unprecedented is the level of volatility we've seen in all developed markets. I mean, the UK went into this with a strong balance sheet. The UK has the second lowest debt to GDP ratio in the G7. The bank, as I say, has taken the timely action that it does. It's its job to regulate financial markets. And then what the government's got to do is to provide people with that confidence.
Alan Lee, SBS News.